Hi, this is Kara from the Pure Rock Shop, and you're listening to 91.7 FM WNJR Pittsburgh. Today we have guitarist Carrie Kelly on the line. Hey, how are you doing, Carrie?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. You know, I think the last time we did an interview, you were with Snake Pit, so it has been way too long.
Oh, geez. Yeah, that was back in the 1800s.
Yeah. I think...
No, that must have been... either 2000 or 2001, one of those years.
Right.
The band only existed in 2000 and 2001. So, long time coming.
Yes, absolutely. So, I know you're currently out with Night Ranger, and we've got a local show coming up here, probably sooner than we think, on Wednesday, June 5th with Sammy Hagar and the Circle. So, definitely looking forward to that.
Yeah. Oh, man, we're looking forward to that tour. I mean, Sammy and his guys are such great people. I mean, you've got Mike on bass, you know, obviously, and Vic on guitar, legend, and you know, Jason, they're such great people, and they just, it's all about having a good time. It's like, we want to play some rock and roll, have a good time, entertain these people, and that's, I mean, it's a blast, man. We've done shows with them in the past, but we're really looking forward to the tour.
Yeah, we actually, we missed the Circle show, I guess it was last October, Jason had reached out, but we had a Kingdom Come show here in Pittsburgh, so we got to see James instead. So I'm glad that Sammy's coming through town, giving us another shot to see that.
Absolutely. Yeah, James is doing great out there. He kind of resurrected the, his original band, Kingdom Come. I think it was like the 30th year anniversary.
Yes.
They finally figured, let's try to do it.
Yeah.
Which is cool, which is great. You know, hey, man, all the power to them.
Yeah, we just saw them about a week ago doing a pre-party for Monsters of Rock, and I'll see them again at M3, so definitely a show to check out.
Killer.
Yeah, well, so tell us about this new project that you've got going with James and Ripper and Rudy Sarzo. It's quite a lot of talent on one album.
Yeah, you know, so the record's coming out here at the end of the month, March 29th. The band's called A New Revenge, and we're very proud of the records. We've been working on it for a few years, to be honest with you. It wasn't a project that we really, you know, the record company or whoever, you know, gives you whatever, 30 grand or whatever the money is, and say, hey, we need a record by, you know, in 2 months. We've just worked on it. Everybody has home studios these days, so we kind of like, you know, did a couple songs here, a couple songs there. But how the whole thing started was James and I, and this was probably about seven or eight years ago, we're touring in Russia with Scorpions and Alice Cooper at that time. And we had a month-long tour, literally a whole month. We did the whole country from Vladivostok, which is on the East Coast. You could see Japan from looking at the water.
Wow.
Wild. And then all the way over to the West Coast, which is St. Petersburg. We had a 747 plane that we were traveling. It was awesome. They treated us great. And, anyways, we had a lot of downtime. I'd known James for a long time anyway. And we were like, yeah, we should do something. Let's kind of have some fun, you know, outside of the bands we were playing in at that time. And the promoter, actually, he said, hey, if you put a band together, I'll bring you guys over and whatever. So we said, hell, let's do it. So I called up Tim. I called up Rudy. They all said, yeah, you know, we'd love to do it. Rudy knew this promoter. He does most of the shows in Russia for, like, the last, I think, about 30 years, literally. I mean, all the Aussie shows, Green Day, obviously Scorpions, Dallas, stuff like that. So very well-known and respected. So everybody said, let's do it. Started out as a jam band. We play songs from, you know, each of our little catalogs, Priest, Scorpions, Ozzy. And then we started writing songs one at a time. And here we are years later that we finally had enough for a record. And it's out. A new revenge are coming out.
Excellent. So you guys all have full plates. Do you see yourselves doing any touring with this album?
Well, of course, we'd like to. I mean, I've done so many interviews here in the last week or so, and everybody asks the same question.
Right.
You know, Night Ranger, of course, so we're very locked up. You talked about the Sammy Hagar tour that we're doing. That's like a three-week run. I know we have another tour, I believe. I heard them talking about with Foreigner and then some other things. So, I mean, I'm pretty locked up through the whole summer. If we do things, we got to really carve the time out, figure out how the logistics can work to get us all on the same page, but it would most likely be towards the end of the year, you know, the end of the third quarter, or most likely the fourth quarter, so definitely end of the year if we can carve it out, the logistics are right.
Okay, and I noticed that Phil from Last in Line was playing bass in the video. Is he replacing Rudy, or was he filling in? What's the story there?
Yeah, so on that, we had the video shoot kind of like set up because the director, you know, Fran Strine did the videos, which are very cool. He did that Hired Gun movie, which a lot of rock people probably have seen. Great guy.
Sure,
and,
yeah.
You know, so we had to have that set up, but then Rudy had some other commitments. He came up with the Guess Who, so it was, you know, but it was already scheduled. We're like, well, hell, what are we going to do? So we just called Phil, literally. I mean, I jammed with Phil many times. He's a great guy, legend bass player as well, obviously. You know, I thought last night with Vivian, and then obviously the time with Ozzy, blah, blah, blah. So he came in and helped us on that. You know, I don't know exactly what's going to happen going forward. Again, it's a thing about the logistics and what everybody's commitments are. Yeah, I think if Rudy could do it, that would be great. Obviously, Rudy's on the record. He wasn't involved in the project all the way, you know, to this point. But if not, I mean, Phil is our boy. He's a great guy, like I said, legend. He has his own, you know, history, and we'd love to have him as well. But literally, just taking it one step at a time on that.
Sure. Well, you know, speaking of Hired Guns, you know, you certainly have a reputation as a hired gun. You've been in more bands than I can count. And I'm a little curious as to, you know, what personal influences you brought to, you know, writing and recording this album.
Well, I pretty much, well, I wrote all the music and then probably about half of the melodies and lyrics and things like that. I mean, how we went about doing this. In this day and age, everybody has home studios. You know, you've probably heard this before.
Yeah.
I have a pretty good home studio at my house where we have a drum room with drum drills set up and mic'd up and the whole nine yards. We have a control room where you do all that, have all the amps and everything like that. So, you know, a lot of it we cut at my house. And I would just literally, I just probably wrote 20 songs or something. I don't know exactly how many, 20, 22, 24 ideas. I would just put down riffs, build them into kind of like little makeshift demo songs with drum loops or drum programs that they have these days in the Pro Tools software program that we use. And I would send them to Tim, and then Tim has a little vocal studio at his house. He would put his ideas down and send them back, and we just kind of like work on them like that back and forth until they were really kind of like a real song was coming alive. And at that point, you know, James would come down and play the drums, and we just build it and build it and build it. So, like I said, it's so much simpler these days than it was back in the old days when you would used to sit in a rehearsal room and try to bang out ideas for 8 hours trying to, you know, it's all loud as hell and everything. Now you can literally just do it, you know, in your home studio and build cool demos at least, you know, and that's how we did it. Pretty simple.
Okay. Well, I guess, you know, more what I was trying to ask is, you know, what personally has influenced you in your career, and, you know, what bands did you listen to growing up that, you know, have, like, influenced your personal sound?
Oh, I got you. Okay. Cool. you know, when I was a kid, I mean, my parents were really into Rolling Stones and kind of like power blues stuff. My dad played bass, you know, in a band and stuff like that, so he was into, like, Johnny Winter. This Captured Live album that Johnny Winter did, we listened to that nonstop for like the early ZZ Pop stuff, so that was always playing. I was just a little kid. I mean, I didn't know, you know, when you're 6, 7, 8 years old, you just hear it all the time.
Right.
So I was always influenced by that, and then my mom took me to see Queen in 1978. It was December 78. I was like 7 years old or whatever. You know, I didn't, like I said, you don't really know what the hell's going on. I went to the Forum in Los Angeles, 20,000 people or whatever, and you're like, what the hell is this? You know, all these people, the lights, show, and you know, you're a little kid. I was like, this is insane, you know, but I loved it. I loved music. I didn't know, just because my parents played records all the time, and then I just started getting more into music and more into things, you know. But bands that really influenced me are the Rolling Stones. I've heard them so much, I still listen to Rolling Stones nonstop. Keith Richards, legend. You know, obviously he's not you know, Michael Schenker or Al Di Meola on guitar, but the whole different, you know, influence. But that stuff, bands that I really do like in the rock world, Thin Lizzy, probably my favorite band. Great. What Phil was doing back then was incredible. The dual, you know, leads, the harmonies, the whole nine yards. The Queen stuff was great. Then the 80s or late 70s kind of came. Van Halen was obviously huge. I'm from Southern California, so people were like Van Halen crazy back then. But yeah, that was really kind of it in the beginning period. It was early, when I was a little kid, like Stones kind of stuff, ZZ Pop, and then the Queen stuff. And then I started getting into my own things, Thin Lizzy, like I said, Van Halen, and And I'm still listening to the same things these days, to be honest with you.
Well, when like it's retro, classic,
I'm
you know.
Very retro.
Yeah, when it's classic, you know, it never goes away, so.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I know that you're a very busy guy, so I've got to ask you what else you've got on your plate planned for this year beyond Night Ranger. Any other projects?
We're getting this record out. So
yeah.
that was the process just to do that, but we're happy that that's finally coming out here March 29th, and I think we have two. I think they just released the second single here today. I don't know what day this is going to run, but
okay.
So we have two singles out, then we have March 29th, the record comes out. Night Ranger shows, like I said, a lot of Night Ranger shows this whole year. I know we're going to Japan as well with Night Ranger. And musically, I mean, probably not too much other outside project at this point, but I do have two restaurants in Las Vegas called Aces and Ales, and they are craft beer restaurants and scratch food kitchens. So everything's made from scratch. We don't even have freezers. So daily, everything is made, every sauce, everything. And we are building a third location currently, and it's going to encompass the same ideas, the same concept of craft beer and scratch kitchen, but we're also going to have a brewery there as well. So that's a very big project for us, and that's going to open probably the same thing like the fourth quarter. So it's, you know, kind of scary and cool at the same time, but we're excited. So that's actually taking up a lot of my time. I was just in Vegas the whole week. Usually I go to Vegas every other week, and then I, you know, obviously fly out for the Ranger shows every weekend. So it's, I'm zigzagging around the planet.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us here on 91.7 FM WNJR. Carrie, we look forward to seeing you out with Night Ranger in June, and hopefully at some point with a new Revenge on the road as well.
Awesome. I hope so as well. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it, and hope to see you soon.
Okay, thank you.